We're in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, finishing up. The Mechaber says, "V'imnol b'Shabbos, aser b'yom tov shel acharav." If an afroach is born on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to. It's muksa on the yom tov afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says this could be midoraisa or midorabanan. Some opinions say that it's midoraisa because through this leida, it now becomes prepared for eating. And since on Shabbos you're not allowed to shecht it or eat it, it turns out that it was prepared on Shabbos for the next day of Yom Tov, which is Aser Midoraisa. And some say it's only Midorabanan because Shabbos itself is Muksa, and therefore you can't eat it or move it on that day. And if we allow you to do it on Yom Tov, then it would turn out that Shabbos was Mechem for Yom Tov. Now, Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet, Shelo L'Chabos B'Yom Tov, Sif Alef, Aser L'Chabos D'Lika B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put out a fire on Yom Tov, Afilu Imrol Beso Shenisrof, even if your house is on fire. Imein Sham Sakanas Tofal Shas, as long as no one is in danger. The asterisk over here says, Bizman Azem Mutter L'Chabos Afilu B'Shabos, as we say in Siman Shin Lama Dalet Sif Chavav, that since their houses are made of wood, so then there was a concern that if you let the fire continue to burn, it will burn down many other houses, and then especially the non-Jews' houses, cause Eva, etc. So therefore, you're allowed to put out a fire if there's a concern that it will spread to other people's houses. And then the post can discuss, what about in Eretz Yisrael nowadays? If there aren't any non-Jews around you, is there a concern for Sakanas Tefashos? The fire department's not going to get there, etc. Anyway, if all the houses are going to burn down, if it's not only yours, so there's a discussion in the poskim, but from the pashtus of the Lashon of the Mechaber, you're not allowed to put out a fire on Yom Tov, even if your house is going to burn down, as long as other people's homes won't burn down, because this is not considered to be tzorich ochol nefesh. It is only hefsid mamon, a loss of money, and because of a loss of money, we don't allow you to put out a fire. That's not permissible. So too, if you wanted to lower the gas flame to save money on the gas, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. That would not be a good enough heter to lower the gas. Haran continues, "Ein mechaben abakas." You can't put out the wood that the fire comes from. Afilu kedei shelo yisashen abayis. Even if you just don't want the house to fill up with smoke, o akedera, o kedei l'shamash mitaso, or because you don't want the pot itself to get a little ruined, or because you want to have tashmish hamita and you can't have tashmish hamita in front of a flame. All these reasons are not reasons enough to put out a fire on Yom Tov. And for sure, says Mishnah Berurah, if your intention is just because you don't want the wood to burn out entirely because you want to be able to use this wood later on for a fire to cook with, that's also not considered to be Ochel Nefesh. Why isn't this considered to be Machshir Ochel Nefesh, which you couldn't have done before Yom Tov? The Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, you're right. It seems like it should be. But this opinion holds that they weren't Matir O Machshir Ochel Nefesh, rather specifically those which are close enough to the making of the food, but this is too far removed from the food, and therefore it is not going to be Mutter. So this is opinion number one, that of the Mechaber, that you wouldn't be allowed to put out the fire. And maybe you would suggest we should allow you to put out the fire for Tashmish Hamita because of Mitoch, that since the Kibui is Mutter for Ochel Nefesh, it should be Mutter for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes also. The Chidushei Rashba says, no, that since putting out the fire for Tashmish Hamita is not a Hanas HaGuf, is not a Hana from the Guf of the Kibui, rather it is indirect, therefore it is not considered enough of Hana, and therefore so too, to put out a fire because you want to be able to go to sleep. So you want to put out the candle so that you could go to sleep. From this in Karel, it says that you can't do that. Because just as you can't put out a candle to do Tashmish Hamita, so too, you can't do it in order to go to sleep. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagrees, and he says you can put out a candle in order to allow yourself to be able to go to sleep. And he says the case of Tashmish Hamita would be different. Therefore, it would appear that Kibbutz would be mutter to allow you to go to sleep, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, because of Mitoch. There is an opinion brought in the Shaar HaTzion earlier, in Tav Kuf Zayin, that we don't say mitoch by kibui at all, but it appears that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach does not hold that way, and again, you would be allowed to put out a candle in order to allow yourself to be able to go to sleep. This is all opinion number one in the Mechaber. The Ramav, he says, Yeshamrim davki mefshel hatzel keder below kibui. Some say it's only not allowed to put out the fire if you're able to save the pot without putting out the fire, such as there's another place to put the pot, you can light a fire somewhere else and cook there. But if there's no other way to cook without you putting out this fire, then this is the opinion of the Ramah, that if there's no other way for you to cook or to save this pot, then you would be allowed to put out the fire. Schoenberg explains that the Ramah holds that this is considered to be Ochel Nefesh Mamish, and therefore you are allowed to put out the fire in this case, again, as long as there is no other place that you could make a fire, other place for you to put the pot. And the Achronim quote this opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah continues, So too, if your house is on fire, and if the fire burns down your house, you have nowhere else to eat, and you won't be able to eat anymore, then you could put out the fire for that purpose. But if you have another house to eat in, or a friend's house to eat in, then to put out the fire just to save money, you would not be allowed. So again, the Machaber holds, you can't put out the fire no matter what, and the Ramah holds, if you have no other place to eat, it's going to ruin your food, ruin your suda, then you could put it out, but otherwise you would not be allowed to put it out. So too, if these pots of yours are going to be ruined, then you're not going to have any other pots to eat your food, so then you would be allowed to put out the fire to save your pot. And here the Mishnah Berurah points out again that since we live amongst the non-Jews and there's a chashash and sakanas nefashos, then you can put out the fire even on Shabbos, so that there's no danger for the non-Jews, and that's a discussion whether that applies with our homes nowadays and not living around Jews. Finally here, the Dirsha points out once again the opinion of Moshe that we pointed out before, that you would be allowed to put out a fire if it is going to burn the food. In order to prevent the food from being burned, you would be allowed to lower the flame, but only if it's preventing you the food from getting ruined. But just to lower the flame for any other purpose would not be allowed. So Tur Yashav as well, in Leket Hilchos Yom Tov, is quoted as saying that you're allowed to lower the flame in order to prevent the food from burning. You would not need to light a new fire somewhere else to move the food, as was discussed earlier in this siman.